This is that group. I've been meaning to say something, man.
You have to announce the show, General.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I don't know whose turn it was.
That is your turn on account of it's Thursday.
Now, welcome to the program. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm General Galen Shaw. Margaret Gray.
Hello.
Bud Dickman.
Yeah, hi.
And Robert Leonard.
Yeah, let's go.
That's that group with the nameless ghoul, is that it?
Yeah, this is the group Ghost. They're from Sweden, and they do have members, one of the, what is it, Bud?
About a lead singer is named Pope Erecticus or something.
You better not be kidding.
I swear to God.
Yeah, no, the lead singer's got some whack name, but the other guys in the band,
now this is the part that disturbs me greatly, because you were just, he says that the other guys in the band, what are they called?
Yeah, the other guys in the band called the Nameless Ghoul.
What do you mean, the Nameless Ghoul? Is that...
Well, no, each guy is called Nameless Ghoul, and depending upon who you're talking to, it's one...
Well, you know, I'm listening.
General, you've got a look on your face that is one of incredulity.
Oh, do I really? Well, I'm so sorry. You know, I should take all of this in stride. Some guy named Nameless Ghoul won. You know, I find that so disturbing. Makes me think they're taking me for a ride.
Oh, what do you mean, taking you for a ride?
I mean that somebody's trying to pull something here.
Well, General, it's all about heavy metal, you know. And the Nameless Ghoul is the name of the guy in the band.
Yeah, it's all heavy metal.
I know all about heavy metal.
Yeah, it's just, it's a weird, whack thing. And in that band, Ghost...
What's being here? Ghost BC.
Ghost BC is what they're called in the States. Most likely because there is a band called Ghost in the States, and the copyright works that way sometimes, right, Margaret?
Well, yes. You can have a domestic copyright that is being protected, but you may use something else internationally. You see, so Ghost comes from Scandinavia, as they say in France. Please, Bud.
What do you mean, Scandinavia?
Please, Bud. Before I do something I'll regret for the rest of my life.
There's no Scandinavia.
Hold on.
The French pronunciation in Scandinavia, or Scandinavia, as you, Bud, and your friends like to say.
We never say anything about Scandinavia.
You just got done saying...
Look,
on, you guys. Gonna argue about that?
What I'm trying to say is you can use the name Ghost internationally outside of the United States. Once you get to the United States, you may not, because there's obviously a band that has the copyright to that name in the United States. There. Are you happy?
Oh, Jesus, that was a long way to run for that answer.
Thank you. Yes, it was. Are you saying, though, that it wasn't worth it hearing me do it?
No.
Margaret, nobody's saying that.
Yeah, but anyway, the Nameless Ghoul is that there's four guys, and the Nameless Ghoul 1, Nameless Ghoul 2, so on and so forth.
Nameless Ghoul 1 and Nameless Ghoul 2. So this is just kind of a little, what do you call it, Phil, shtick?
Yeah, it's heavy metal shtick. It's heavy metal shtick. The band ain't bad. It's actually a pretty good band, and we'll probably be hearing more from them as we progress. Anyway, welcome to the show, folks, and thank you for yesterday I was with my brother Dara, who is, as you know, not well. We're moving him, and we do get a lot of people asking how he is, and I'm very, very grateful for that, and I do communicate that to my sisters and to him, and I will continue to do that. We're moving him from one hospital to another. He had a couple of procedures to help him breathe a little bit easier. I mean, the cat, you know, I'll be honest with you, it's like I was saying on the pre-show.
Well, this is very important.
Yeah. I mean, you can't spend your whole life beating the shit out of your, excuse my French, beating the crap out of yourself. Not that he, you know, did anything other than, you know, he was just a hard-drinking, hard-smoking kind of a guy, you know. And my brother was, you know, he was in the Navy, and then he got into show business, and he, you know, liked to play cards late at night. What can I tell you? You know, it's kind of a Henry trait.
Oh, yeah, right. What are you guys, all of us? What, get a load of you. What are you, the Cincinnati Kid or something?
No, I'm not. I'm half-joking. But, you know, we do kind of... beat the crap out of ourselves because we're and the other thing, and I'm dealing with this now, my family, on the men's side of my family, we all tend to be heavy, and when I was a kid I was a string bean.
Well, let's see, that's the whole thing.
Wait a minute, General.
No, wait. I was a skinny little punk runt, and then I blimped out, and then I got in the Army and I slendered down, then I blimped for a while because I just didn't care anymore. Oh, that's when I became a general. And then I met Patsy, then I got skinny again, then we got married, and then I got fat again.
Well, you're slender now, though.
Thank you very much, Margaret. I didn't know that you'd noticed.
I didn't say that it was attractive. I said you're slender.
Oh, well, excuse me. I'm sorry that... Jesus. I guess maybe you'd like to see me with the tight butt there.
Oh, what do you care?
I don't.
Well, how did you lose the weight?
How did I lose the weight? I stopped eating. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah, but a lot of people are fighting the battle of the waistline every day, General. Why, just the other day.
Oh, you shut up. Don't start going in with that Jack LaLanne, because I won't do it.
Would you guys get out of here with Jack LaLanne once and for all? It's Jack LaLanne, and that guy's been dead. Can't you come up with a better,
What about the guy? What about,
No, I know the guy. The guy who's the barbecue guy who wound up sleeping around.
The guy who's the barbecue guy?
Yeah.
I don't know who you're talking about. And what do you mean the barbecue guy? We're talking about losing weight.
Oh.
Well, I think the best way to lose weight is not necessarily to stop eating, but I think the lean meats. You know, I'm a big believer. How dare you look at me like that?
I didn't look, I laughed.
Same difference.
You're the one that says you eat the light hams.
You're the one that says you... Yes, I do.
Hey, Martin, light ham.
I eat the very light, thin hams. And, see, you guys are morons.
Well, Margaret, you can't expect grown men who have a natural fear of the supernatural and science fiction, to sit and listen to you talking about your light ham. Yeah, I'll bet it's light.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey! Hey now, come on.
You know what? You want to laugh? Fine. Laugh and boogie with the canned heat. You pay the price. I'm Margaret Gray. Pardon me for a moment.
Come on, Margaret.
Pardon me for a moment.
All right, we're going to be back in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We got Bob Bacon coming up. What else we got here?
Well, I got Bob Bacon coming up. That's going to be R.C. Collins.
Oh, R.C. Collins. We missed R.C. He's back. He's going to talk about the new Rangers, Army Rangers, the two first female Army Rangers in Army history. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Around a telephone pole. I looked at the car and I said, oh brother, I throw it in the gutter and go by me. Walking home, I see the G ride. Now cat is driving kilo on. That's Boys in the Hood, General.
Is that what's up from that Straight Outta Compton, huh?
Straight Outta Compton, yeah. Eazy-E. All right.
Oh, I like this. So this is the Boys in the Hood.
Yes, Margaret.
But Phil, I don't know whether you're aware of this or not, but this film is quite, quite remarkable, and a lot of people are talking about Straight Outta Compton, the story of the young...
Is this the same as This Isn't Ghoul 1, is it?
No, it ain't Ghoul 1. It's your...
Oh, General, this is hip-hop.
Well, what were we talking about?
This is hip-hop. It's not metal.
Oh, well, I don't know the difference. You can... It all sounds like the same... Sounds like the same thing that drips out of a sow's ass to me.
God. All right. World famous Phil Hendry Show on the line with us. R.C. Collins from Belmar Academy in Altadena, not Belmar. He's at Bradley Military Academy. Excuse me. In Altadena, California. And R.C. is going to be talking with us here about the two new Army Rangers that have since passed Ranger training school. They are women. This is a big deal. General, what do you think?
Well, it stands to reason that any woman who put her mind to it that wanted to be a Ranger was going to become a Ranger. You got women that are Marines. Now, I don't want to say anything, of course, but it's a little bit more difficult to become an Army Ranger than some grunt jarhead. However,
there's no need to put down the Marines.
Oh, yes, there is. No. As you don't get. Yes, there is. But,
wait a minute. We're not going to do this yet, though, are we?
No, we are not.
R.C.,
Hi, Mr. Hendry. It's great to be with you, and I just want to say...
Wait. We still have to do our traffic, okay?
Oh, brother, man.
All right, sorry about that, guys.
You got to pull it together, Phil.
Yeah, I forgot all about traffic, and how could I possibly do that when we know that we have Bob Bacon on the line? Wow, there is Bob Bacon. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, Phil, I thought you were going to forget about me. It's okay. Hey, everybody, I hope you're having a very, very beautiful work lab. This is a Furt Play. This is the third day of Glimp in Furt Play. So remember, get out your lawn chairs and pull down your hats and make sure the little radioactivity is going to get to the eyeballs today. Have a good time. And on the 15 freeway, to go on the 16 freeway, about the 17 freeway, 18, you'll see that there are 4 or 5 runners. There's a triumvirate out there, and a 4 or 5 car and pile up there on the 15th platform. There is a freeway and a four-way, and there's also a all around the world, 69 states. So that's going to be out there until 9 a.m. this morning. If you're heading down southbound to the Greekland Street, and there is a free Greek dinner to be had there at Mama Colleen, 5555 South River Front, brought to you here by Bob's of uh, Bob uh, Bob's of Beverly Hills. So my name is Bob Bacon, of course, with the traffic. Bob's of Beverly Hills is the hot dog stand out there. Gonna have that. Get yourself a hot dog. If you can't get that, take that one in the mouth. Ah! This is Harvey Wireman with Newsbreak. You know, I think it's very disturbing, Phil, that you got a helicopter guy that's so stupid he can't, you know.
I agree. He's not putting gasoline in that thing.
Yeah, I got something to say to you, by the way, Shaw.
Hey, let's just do the news, okay?
God damn it. In the news, Jeb Bush has said that Donald Trump is not a true conservative. Bush made the statement at a rally today for the Jeb Bush presidential candidacy.
Presidential candidacy.
Presidential. Yes, I've got it. Phil, I don't like doing this any more than you want me doing it. But I can tell you that as far as David Hall is concerned, he wants me on the air because I give a legitimacy to this messed up news segment of yours that he does. Would you turn that down, please?
Turn it down, bud.
Gives it a good news feel.
Turn it down.
Hey, bud, I'll give you a good news feel, okay? When I get done with you, you'll be able to read Braille perfectly. Now,
what?
Never mind. So, Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush, who's going to be the president. Yeah, president, or is running for president of United States. God damn it, I only live in the country.
United States.
Oh, yeah. He's got me all pissed off over what he said about the Marine.
The Marine? Are you sure you were ever in the Marines? That's the U.S. Marine Corps.
No, the U.S. Marine. May you rot in hell.
You would finish the news.
The Bush campaign. What is a? I've always wanted to know what's a campaign. Is that a camp where pagans meet?
Campaign.
Oh, campaign. Say that Donald Trump does not hold traditional. That's it. I got
traditional.
I'm sorry. Traditional values. That other conservatives do.
That other conservatives do. Your point of view, Harvey.
The Harvey Wireman take on all of this is as follows. I tend to agree with my colleague, Mr. Henry, when he says that Trump, I don't even know, I don't even care at this particular point. I had notes on this, but I can't even read my own writing. So
you want to bag on me for something, huh?
Wait a minute, are you all done?
Yeah, I'm done.
So you want to bag on him?
All I'm going to tell you, Shaw, is you said something there. I thought I was going to drop a load listening to you. Are you saying
drop a load? What do you mean drop a load? You got that excited?
Oh man! I don't care how old you are.
I got all excited.
Shut your mouth.
I didn't.
Shut your mouth.
Listen. When you say to me and to the people that it takes more to be an Army Ranger than it does to be a member of the United States Marine, God damn it,
of the United States Marine Corps,
of the United States, I think that's.
You know something, Wireman? I don't even want to argue with a guy that thinks he was a member of the United States Marine Corps. You know, I'm surprised you didn't call it Corp.
What is
the Marine Corps?
C-O-R-P. Everybody knows that's pronounced core.
All right, listen, Harvey, we do have R.C. Collins coming up to be talking a little bit about this.
Oh, that's right. I am the part-time commandant. I better get over there and get into my room in case they want to hoist a freshman up over the balcony. Harvey Wireman reporting here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I thank you all, and there's no laughter, is there?
For what?
For the hoist the Marine.
Hoist the Marine? You mean hoist the freshman?
That's. Did I say hoist the Marine? I meant to say hoist the freshman.
No, you said it the right way. It still isn't funny.
Wow.
Did he hang up? You better not have hung up, Harvey, because you know what the rule is.
I pretended like I hung up. I pretended. May I hang up?
Go ahead. All right.
What is this pretending like they hung up?
That's the new thing that people are doing. Okay, now we can go over to our friend there. What is with this music? I mean, R.C. Collins is with us. R.C., how are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Henry. I didn't know that Commandant Wireman was going to be on doing the news break, but at the same time, I think I probably should have been informed of it so that I could have made a better and more informed opinion.
God, it didn't make any difference. You're here now.
Excuse me, are you the host of the show? No, I didn't think you was. So.
Well, yeah, but I'm the guy. You got to go through me to get to him.
Hold on for a minute.
I got to go through you, huh? Well, I'll tell you what, man. Just tell me where the toll booth is.
Right here, buddy. And today, there's a 10-cent reduction in price.
What? That's not even funny, man. That's not even contemporary in terms of the...
All right, guys, thank you. So R.C. Collins joins us from Bradley Military Academy to talk about the two Army Rangers that have since been admitted to the United States Ranger Corps or unit. These are women that passed Ranger training, and I would imagine that it's very, very, very difficult. Margaret?
Yes, R.C., I want to ask you a question. You heard General Shaw say that the Ranger training is one of the toughest in the world. It might even be tougher, I'm sure they'll get an argument from the Marines, but it might even be tougher than some of those boot camps. So if two women were able to pass through that that school, through that training, why would that not be something that you would accept and celebrate them for?
Well, I mean, Ms. Gray, you almost said the word rejoice, and we live on Earth. Then you almost said the word rejoice, and that's not a word that I would use in applicability to what these ladies done did.
First of all, I didn't say the world rejoice, so that's real lame. I said the word rejoice. You misheard it.
Well, okay, but no, I didn't. But okay, you say that I did. Okay, but no, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
All right. So, but Margaret's right. You misheard it.
What?
Margaret's right. You misheard it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I did mishear it.
Thank you.
The word rejoice is not a word that I would use in applicability to what these ladies did. Yeah, they went through the Army Ranger training, but let me ask you a question, and just put it out there for just public consumption. Don't you think that the Army wants to, don't you think that it'd be a feather in the cap of the Army Ranger man in charge that he has two women what is past? Don't you? Huh? Don't you?
Are you asking me that question?
I'm asking anybody.
All right, listen, R.C., this is General Shaw.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I've heard of a lot of idiots in my life, but you, each day that I hear you, you break all records.
Thank you, sir.
Now, a feather in the cap of who? The guy that runs the Army Ranger School. This would not be a feather in the cap of any commander to allow a student, a soldier, to pass any training who is not prepared for it. Do you understand?
Well, General, we all understand.
No. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Number two, if that individual so passed by this so-called head of the Army Ranger School for a feather in his cap goes out and gets themselves killed, or even worse, gets a whole bunch of their fellow soldiers killed, I wouldn't call that a feather in a cap. So why would putting someone without proper training in a field of battle, in a theater of operations, why would that be a good thing, you jackass on wheels? You may respond.
Well, sir, I didn't mean no disrespect to the man what runs the school. And
first of all, we're not referring to any man that runs any school. We're talking about the United States Army and the Rangers. Do you understand?
Well, yes, sir, we are talking about the Rangers and the United States Army, but I think at some point somebody's got to take responsibility for putting what could very well be, and you know that I don't mean to be offensive, sir, to put a couple of cheese dicks out in operation. I think it's wrong, and I think it's wrong.
How dare he say something like that?
It's all right, Margaret. It's standard, eh? It's just the Army. It's just the way we have of saying things. So you think the Army put a couple of cheese dicks out there, huh?
I do, sir, and I think the only answer to that, whether or not we'll really know, is when they wind up getting themselves blowed up or every swinging dick, sir.
Listen,
do we have to listen to this?
General, I mean, this language.
No, it's all right. This is standard Army. This is just a couple of Army guys communicating. Although R.C. is still a cadet, he has to get used to the way things are done. I apologize, Margaret, but this is simply soldiers talking. Now, I want to find out something for you.
But you understand what I'm saying, sir.
No, I don't understand. First of all, you have absolutely no combat experience.
May this soldier point out to the general that you went like this, General. You went like that. You snotted it up.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something there, young man. If I snot it up, then all you gotta do is keep your mouth shut, keep your dick hard, and your powder dry. Do you understand?
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to answer me this question. In what instance is it proper to have an individual in the field, not properly trained, who gets a whole bunch of swinging dicks, as you call them, blown to hell, gets themselves killed? In what instance would any Army officer, any Ranger, be proud of that?
Well, sir, I think it stands to reason.
No. When would any Army officer or Ranger be proud of something like that?
They wouldn't ever.
That's right. So it doesn't make any sense. And you standing there with your thumb up your ass, not knowing what you're talking about, saying that they would put somebody out in the field without the proper training, why, you sound like about 100 yards of dumbass. Do you understand?
Sir, I'd like to point out...
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, why don't you roll yourself up on a ball and bounce yourself all the way on down to hell? Shit.
Well, I mean, I...
I'm all done with you. Hey, wait a minute. Now, General, I'm interviewing this guy. Oh. Shit, I thought I was back at the Presidio reaming some guy. Excuse me.
Yes, you were getting all into character there.
What do you mean, in character?
Well, you were all about ripping this guy an ass like you were... Well, I guess you are in the Army, aren't you?
I'm reserved, yes, ma'am. I'm very reserved personally. I'm in the Army Reserve professionally. I was in the Army professionally, and I'm in the Army Reserve. But as far as... Yes, and I'm very reserved.
Yeah, you're very reserved in your personality.
Yeah, the General is very reserved at parties.
Well, how would you know?
I'm when you say you're reserved.
All right, so, R.C., let's get back now to the fact that these women got passed by the Army. We don't even have to talk about whether they are qualified. Do you have any other objections?
Well, yes, sir, actually, I do, and with the General's permission.
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I think that me being in a cadet situation, I'm still a cadet. I'm not even Army. So I got to wait for another 6 months before I can... get into, like, any, you know, university or even join the Army to be in the Army. And meanwhile, these two women, they get to be Rangers and stuff. Nobody gave me a chance. How come?
General?
You want me to take that?
Yeah.
You are so dumb that I feel like crying for our nation. And if there are more of you, there's only one thing we can do, and that would be to exterminate all of you. Using any extermination company, Western Exterminators is good, or maybe the Orkin Man.
Now, General...
No, I'm sick of this.
R.C., you're pissing off the General, and I think I know why. The reason is your thinking is all messed up. Your brain is wrecked. Your mind is a ball of confusion. You may recall the song, Ball of Confusion. Do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, yeah, I remember the song, Ball of Confusion. And the band played on.
Yes, that's the one, right there. Now, I think, R.C., what...
R.C., that's a song for you to learn, because your mind is a ball of confusion. And when I look at you, I become a ball of confusion, because I don't know what I'm looking at. You understand?
General Wireman, sir.
General Wireman? Fuck.
I apologize, General Shutt.
Well, he just walked out of the room. Is Harvey on the line?
No. Yeah, hey, Harvey?
Yeah.
Commandant Wireman, line two.
Oh, this will be great.
Yes, this is Commandant Wireman. Listen, R.C., I was listening driving over here to the school. Now, you sound like an intelligent young man when you don't sound like a stupid jackball. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, you talking about what the Army is and what the Marines are and whether these women are qualified, you're entitled to your own personal opinion. But as a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, we whipped you into shape. We picked you up out of the gutters of Chatsworth, California, where you were setting fire to barbecued chickens that had already been cooked. And when I asked you, why were you burning the chicken, you said you were sacrificing it. And I said it was already dead. And you said, yes, sir, but I'm making it deader. That's what I knew. You were Bradley Military Academy material.
Dang.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I'm saying, please, son, step off with your dumbass self now before you get some people killed. This entire segment is beginning to go south. Now, General Shaw there.
General Shaw.
Yeah, right here.
General Shaw, I apologize for this young man, and I certainly apologize as well for some of the intemperate comments that I made, even though you were talking all kinds of smack and shit about the Army Rangers.
Apology accepted.
Thank you. I didn't hang up, Phil. I'm just pretending.
Well, you can hang up now.
Oh, that's right.
Well, Mr. Henry, I can see you stacked the deck against me, and that's fine.
I didn't stack any deck against you. All I wanted was an intelligent conversation from you, because you're one of the first guys that I thought of when I think of people who may have a problem with women in uniform. I know that this is not the 1990s. Remember, this was a big, big debate in the 90s. We've gotten past it. We know that women can pick up a weapon and fight for their country the same way a man can.
Well, I mean, the same way? I don't think so. But yeah, they can fight for their country.
And why not the same way?
Well, okay, are you saying that a woman can fight exactly the same way as a man can? First of all, if a man goes, you know, like, what if you have to have a baby or something?
Oh, God, I hate him.
Are you serious, man?
I am dead serious. If you're out in combat, and then you gotta have a baby?
Man, they're gonna put you out in combat and you gotta have a baby?
What do you know about it?
I'm just using my own personal common sense.
You know what, son? The best thing for you to do right now is to hang up the phone.
Yes, sir.
Walk to a window, open it, and if you're about four or five stories up, dive out on your head.
Yes, sir.
All right, RC, don't do that, by the way.
Yes, sir.
See you later.
Yes, sir.
So that's the,
That was very intelligent, Phil. Thank you so much for wasting my time and the time of your listeners on that asinine conversation about whether women belong in the military or not.
Well, Phil, look at... There may be an argument there. There may be a discussion there. Bringing that kid R.C. Collins on.
We had people that wanted to hear him. We had people on the chat Friday night that wanted to hear R.C. again. There are people that want to. There are people that love R.C. Collins.
Man, are you kidding me or something? Listen to that dumbass. Why?
Because he's a dumbass, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of people like that about him because he's such a dumbass.
Now, let me ask you a question. Was that guy kidding, Wireman, when he said that this kid Collins was burning a chicken that was already barbecued?
Yeah, that was, he was sacrificed. He used to be goth.
Said it was used to be what?
Used to be goth.
Goth, General, you know, the black...
Oh, not the black, you mean the black... Ay, Jesus, I got a grandson that runs around looking like that. I got a grandson, my grandson Joshua runs around with him. He says, hey, Grandpa, and I go, what the hell? I said, are you going to a Halloween party? He says, no, I'm listening to some Robert Smith and, you know, and Evanescence. I said, who? I said, why? He said, okay, Grandpa, see you later. He's got the black lipstick. He's got the hair coming down. He looks like something out of that cabinet of the Doctor of the Caligari. You know.
Ain't that the water?
What is?
Caligari.
That ain't water. That's the name of a movie, you ass.
Come on. We're going to be right back at a world-famous Phil Henry show, and when we do come back, Dean Wheeler is with us. And also, we've this ought to be interesting. Wes Hurlman has asked us to allow him some time to play a new version of There's a Midget Down the Road. There's a Midget Trying to Get My Load, unbeknownst to Dean. But he says he's pretty sure Dean will like it.
This I got to hear.
So that's coming up. And, yeah, world-famous Phil Henry show.
Baby, just be comfortable. I'll be right here next to you.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com presents the Daily Classic Podcast. Yes, the classic podcast that you've come to know and love is now a daily Monday through Friday. So whatever you do and wherever you go and whoever you are and whatever it is you are or what you think you are, make sure that you are online and you are downloading both of our shows, of course, the Daily Phil Henry Show and, the Daily Classic Podcast. You have to be a subscriber. I totally forgot. So.
You have to have a BSP to get that.
Yes, you have to have a BSP to get that. But anyway, make that a daily part of your day after you get the BSP.
World famous Phil Henry Show Daily Classic Podcast, now available Monday through Friday at philhenryshow.com.
Tell me what you want to do. Baby, just be comfortable. I'll be right here next to you.
Phil Henry Show here and philhenryshow.com. Yeah. All right, who is that? Well, it's,
It's K-Camp.
K-Camp, that's a lovely song, isn't it?
Well, whatever.
Yeah, okay. So we had R.C. Collins. A couple of things just to mention here. Ashley Madison proves it. Everyone lies about birthdays. Now, the amount of information released by the Ashley Madison hackers... Ashley Madison is a website where you go and you meet people if you want to cheat on your spouse.
Isn't that a fine how do you do?
Are you kidding me or something?
No. And there are people that say that they would rather cheat than leave. I think one of the founders said that.
Well, that sounds like some malarkey. A guy like that, I bet you that guy's got a million and one reasons why he'd cheat on his wife instead of being a decent human being. Forget it.
Yeah, better not listen to this. You might get some ideas.
You're even dumber than that clown Collins. Get some ideas.
Wait a minute. Now, the amount of info, so it was hacked, and there were tens of millions of emails, locations, pickup lines, and more personal data and birth dates that were released.
Boy, I'll bet there were.
So you'd expect Ashley Madison to ask for a birth date. After all, it needs to know that everyone participating is over the age of 18. It probably wants to get a sense of how old people actually are. And as you'd also expect, people gave Ashley Madison fake birth dates. There are over 36 million different birth dates registered with the site. And if everyone is telling the truth, one out of every 12 Ashley Madison members was born on New Year's Day. That's because they weren't smart enough to change the date. When it asks for your birthday, generally what pops up there is January 1st, and then, you know, you pick a year. And,
Well, now, how do you know this, Phil? What, were you trying to register?
Oh!
No, I wasn't trying to every time they ask you for a birth date, that's what happens. They have a January 1.
You're saying these people were so, they're so brain dead, they didn't think to change that.
No. People say, oh, okay, January the 1st, 1982. January the 1st, 1975, something like that. January 1st is by far the most popular day that members said they were born, presumably because the site asked visitors to pick a month, date, and year, people, blah, 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 blah. They did change the month of the day, though often picked the same number for each. February the 2nd, March the 3rd, April the 4th. After all, it's as easy as hitting 6, tab 6 on most computers. Oh, but some of the truly romantic people looking to cheat on their wives got a little more creative. 124,000 said they were born on Valentine's Day.
So what do you think of all of this?
Well, what do I think of all of it? I think it's a pretty sick and twisted thing. I don't know. I shouldn't call it that. But we'll get Dean Wheeler on the line here in just a moment to talk a little bit about this, as well as Wes Hurlford and the song that he's going to do for us. I'm not exactly sure which. Oh, yeah, he's going to. It's an updated version, right?
Well, instead of an updated version of There's a Midget Down the Road, the midget trying to get my goat.
With me over here right now in El Segundo, California, is Chris Norton. Chris is a telemarketer. He is also a guy that is an adult film or a prospective or an aspiring adult film producer and actor. And he is in Hermosa Beach, which is where he does telemarketing for a pharmaceutical company 5 days out of the week. And I understand you're at the promenade there, Chris?
Yes, sir. I'm having some lunch right now. I get in a more quiet place because I don't think this is as quiet as it probably should be, you know?
No, it's fine. We can hear you pretty good. Are you comfortable there?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm not. Usually I eat my lunch in a restaurant, but I have a bag. I might as well tell you now because someone said they called and said Chris is going to be eating a bag of lunch sitting out on a park bench near where some high school band is playing, and I didn't want you to think that I'm some sort of a lame ass. I'm actually out here because my mom came by to drop off some dry cleaning that she done for me, and she gave me this bag lunch. I didn't want her to feel bad, so I went ahead, I sat down, started eating it.
Yeah, you're saying out there you'd be at a restaurant.
I'm not at a restaurant right now, Dickman, but I can be, but I decided to have a bag of lunch.
Well,
I
mean, that's not very sophisticated of you, is it?
No, it's not, but it's not like I'm lame. I eat a bag lunch because my mother, who did my dry cleaning, and I don't need my mommy to do my cleaning for me.
Well, then why did she do it?
Because I had a couple of very strenuous days shooting a movie, one in which I did a lot of sex scenes, and there was a lot of sweat. And a lot of Bobby fluids, you know. And
oh, Jesus.
What's that about?
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, sir, if you want me to hang up.
No. People are making comments. All right, so you're outside and you're having a bag lunch. That's fine.
All right, but you don't have to keep saying that. I mean, I could go. Right over here is one of my favorite restaurants in the world, which is the Portofino.
The Portobello Portofino? You mean the Portofino Inn?
Yeah, I mean, do you know about it?
Everyone knows the Portofino Inn down at Redondo Beach, yes.
Okay, but, well, maybe that says Portobello. Oh, no, that is Portofino, and they have a Portobello mushroom. It was on a menu that I was looking at on the wall when I walked by.
Okay, Chris, look, you're a very sophisticated guy. You just happened to be eating a bag lunch there, sitting on a park bench in a promenade because your mother brought it by when she brought your dry cleaning by because you had a really strenuous bunch of days shooting a sex scenes with a whole bunch of really hot women. Is that cool?
Yeah, that'll work. So,
all right, what we want to do is going to ask you, Chris, a little bit about a little bit about this Ashley Madison website, you know, the one that I'm talking about?
I'm excited to move into this bar here. Sorry, Mr. Henry, I've got a little bit of time here. Yeah, what was your question?
I said you're in a bar right now?
Yeah, I'm in a... where is this? Am I? Okay. Can I get a Coke? A Diet Coke? Can I get a Diet Pepsi? A Pepsi. A Diet Pepsi.
Mike, get a beer!
Because I'm in the middle of a workday, man. Oh.
The guy's working, man. I drink a beer.
Yeah, I've been there, man.
But, Ashley Madison, Mr. Henry, is a site where individuals can go and hook up if the situation at home in terms of the sex is not measuring up. And I'm sure I can well imagine this happened to a lot of guys, as well as a lot of chicks. There's Chris Norton, if you want to get down to it. I mean, there's a lot of options that, let's just say, women have if the SES at home has sort of gotten ESRA special bad. And I feel for a lot of people, you know. And
what do you mean there's Chris Norton?
Yes, are you calling yourself the equivalent to Ashley Madison?
Well, I mean, I'm not the equivalent. I mean, I can't handle the kind of business that Ashley Madison handle. But let's face it, you know, I'm at the Rusty Pelican 5 nights a week. I'm at a bar. It's roped off, but...
Oh, you're the guy that has the bar stool that's roped off. Now I remember you. Are you trying to tell me that there are women lined up behind the velvet rope around your bar stool?
Yes, sir, I am. And you may be not believing it. But it's extremely, extremely interesting. It's exciting. It can be very exciting. And I'm happy to do a little something extra for a lot of these young ladies who've not experienced sex in the way that a lot of them should experience sex.
Well, now, you say that you and Ashley, are you only having these relations with married women?
I do not really, I don't have any real extra interest, Ms. Gray, in whether or not these women have taken marital vows or not, if they feel they need the SES, because I do have a powerful SES. I don't know what you call it. I think it just kind of, you know, goes out of the glands, you know.
Yeah, what are you talking about, the glands?
Hey, man, if you've never read nothing about SES, the SES exudes from the gland.
Wait a minute.
Mr. Henry, you...
Hold on for a minute there, Norton. Phil wants to ask you a question, but I did you say what? The sex what?
If you... Mr. Shaw, I mean General Henry...
I'm Mr. Henry, he's General Shaw.
Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Henry...
I think he's doing that on purpose.
Trying to fuck with us?
No, I'm not, I swear to God.
Then spit it out!
The SES, if you have a high level and a high registry of SES like I do, then it exudes. Okay?
It exudes? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Out of the gland.
Well, more than one gland, I would think.
Well, yeah. I mean, it exudes out of the glands. And as it exudes out of the glands, then, yeah, you know, the women that come near you are all, wow, you know, I'm checking out, you know, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling how good it is, you know? And so that, if you couple that with the fact that these women are in the bar there to have sex and to spice up and make more exciting their marriage, because right now a lot of marriage is not exciting.
All right, Chris, Ashley Madison is a dating site. Yes, they say they cater to people who are there to have extramarital relations. But it's a dating site. They keep a database of names, etc. They've just been hacked by hackers, and a lot of these people's names are now being circulated, much to their embarrassment. You, on the other hand, you're just a guy at a bar, and there's a velvet rope around your bar stool. Who, by the way, who is letting people in and out?
What do you mean?
Yeah, who's the person that's going to be... Who's banning the rope, man?
Yes, who is on the velvet rope?
Oh, well, that could be any one of the number of a couple of guys. Some guys that I surf. Well, I don't surf myself. So a lot of guys go surfing. I generally just stroll down the sand at Redondo Beach or Hermosa Beach with a six or a tab, you know. And I wear a striped Speedo. Horizontal stripe Speedo.
Yeah, that's real good, Chris, and I'm very excited for you. We asked you a question. Who bans the rope?
Oh, well, who bands the rope is, it could be either Steve, Bob, or Jeff. It's probably either Steve, Bob, or Jeff.
Steve, Bob, or Jeff. Do they have last names?
Well, they do, but I mean, I'm not... You know, their girlfriends and their wives are, you know... if I mention their last names, they've each got pretty tasty-looking girlfriend at home who probably want to just, you know, get just pull a Lorena Bobbitt on them, you know. Because all of my friends are well built, you know, and so their girlfriends pull
Lorena Bobbitt, man.
Yes, it's Lorena Bobbitt.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lorena Bobbitt. If they wanted to pull a Lorena Bobbitt, I mean, we're talking about, you know, how much per pound, man. You know.
Oh, for God. Okay, Chris. Thank you.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be gross or anything.
Yeah, trying to tell me your friends are all Johnny the Wad Holmeses or whatever.
Johnny the Wad Holmeses. All right, get off that subject.
Tom, is there anybody like gagging on it?
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all choking on it.
Phil, that was a very inopportune time for you to gag.
I'm not gagging. I swallowed wrong. Okay. Now.
That's what she said. That's what she said. Hey, you guys.
Yeah?
That's what she said.
That's great.
That's wonderful.
You done?
God.
All right, so Chris,
You know, first of all, Mr. Henry, let's remember, I'm roped off.
You're roped off. That's great. So Steve stands at the rope, the chicks come around, you take them home, you have sex with them, and what is this doing exactly?
I told you.
Yeah, you exude sex.
Yes, and because I'm exuding that, then the women come around and they want to have the sex. And what happens is, when they have sex with me, after they know that I exude it, and they enjoy the sex, then they go back to their own husbands, and that's when, you know, it can get pretty exciting, get very extreme, gets exciting, and can become very, I think, fulfilling, and because you're involved in ephemeral affair doesn't mean that that's the end of your marriage, man. It could very well mean that your marriage is about to kick it into extreme overdrive.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. I wanted to get that point of view from you, and have a very, very pleasant evening tonight. I don't know, are you off to...
You know I'm going to be having sex probably pretty soon with one of the women here. I'm just swinging around my chair right now just to see what we got. Steve, what do we got? No. Yeah, her. Put her to the left. Her to the right. All the ones that are no good to the right, and the ones that we can use are the ones I can use to the left. No.
All right, would you hang up on this ass?
No.
Okay,
that guy is so full of crap. He's walking around with brown eyes. I don't believe any. I bet you he's at home pulling on it.
Don't think so, Shaw?
Mr. Shaw?
I mean General Shaw?
Yes, I do. I think that guy's at home spanking it, and he has been for weeks.
Well, this Chris Norton, there's no telling how low this young man will sink. He is one of the vilest things the world has ever known. I'm Margaret Gray.
All right, coming back with Dean Wheeler here and Wes Hurlford, the new version of There's a Midget, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Forget to get a rating and review up on iTunes at a world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And our email list, if you're not on it, get on it.
And of course, our Saturday BSP show only. We do also have our Friday night chat, and then on Saturday we talk about it. Join us as a BSP for the Friday night chat and the Saturday only BSP show exclusively here on the Phil Hendry website.
All right, Dean Wheeler and his close personal friend there, Wes Hurlford, they're at Dean's, I think they're either at Dean's compound there in Northern California, or they have gone on to parts as yet unknown. I'm not sure. Do we have them on the line?
Yeah, Dean. All right, man.
Hey, Dean, how you doing? It's Phil Hendry.
Hey, Phil, great. Wes has done something with There's a Midget that I like, and I'm very excited about it, and I think that you will be too, and let's... listen to it.
Now, are you in the tub?
I'm pouring a tub. Wes is in the living room here. I've had a very difficult week, and so I thought I'd soak while he,
does the song.
So you're laying in a bathtub.
Yes, I'm laying in a bathtub. Are we going to have a problem with that? I'm not 30 seconds into the...
It's fine.
No, it's just I don't know how it's done.
I don't do it.
All right, Wes's band is here, and wait till you hear what they've done with There's a Midget. I think it's going to be a... I think it's going to be a smash hit. Wes, whenever you'll do the honors?
Yeah, I'll do the honors.
One, two, one, two, three, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, Phil.
You're kidding.
No, hold on. This is great. And now, yeah. All right. I think there's too much of a buildup, but we can cut this back. No, don't cut it back. I like it. No, we will cut it back. We do what I say to do, not you.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, oh, my God? Hold on. And. Hey, boom. Yeah, get rid of that. I think it's too black. Well, there's a midget way down the road. Yeah. There's a midget. He's trying to get my girl hoed. I hate him, and I want him to die. When this midget starts to smile. Midget, yeah. Do you think, Mr. Henry?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Hold on. Hold on. What the hell you mean, pretty good?
It's fine.
Fine? Well, Wes has been working on this for quite some time.
Hey, wait. Well, hold on for a minute. All he did was take the same charts.
Yes, he took the charts for Go With It. I took the charts for Go With It, which was an abomination before God. Man, that was an abortion of a song. Well, I wouldn't say that. I would. Look, I'm sitting here doing a song for a guy laying in a bathtub, okay? I've already gone well beyond any line that I draw in the sand for my own personal morality and personal code of behavior. So I'm here playing this for a guy in a bathtub. So don't tell me about music. Sorry. So Go With It, Phil, was an abortion on demand. I mean, it was abortion on toast.
Okay, yes, I get it.
And so what I did is I reworked it. Now let's do this again. Let's do it right. I don't want all that hoo-ha, okay?
Now we gotta play the start?
Yeah, you gotta play the start. One, two, and a one, two, three, yeah. I'm excited about this for the first time, Phil.
How's Emerelda feel about it?
Who?
Emerelda, your wife.
Wait, hold on, I can't hear you.
What do you say? You can't hear anything.
Did Emerelda will like what I tell her to like. How about that? How's that for an answer?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Well, there's a midget. He's well down the road. There's a midget. He's trying to get my goat. He's pissing me off. He's got my wife. Pulled her top right off. Woo! Yeah. The midget fuck. Hold on. Cut. I missed the break. You get the idea, though, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I sure do.
I got the feeling you don't like the song, and when someone doesn't like a Wes Hurlford song, I want them to be straight up with me.
I just don't think it's you, man. I think you're trying to take a song that's, like you said, is a turd, and you're trying to put a nice dinner jacket on it.
And it's a very good way of putting it. You're taking a song that is something that came out of the ass of a cat, and you're trying to give it a pair of brand spanking new Italian loafers. No can do.
Well, I know what you're saying. I'm doing the best I can. It is such a piece of shit. Wait, hold on for just a minute, for God's sake. Why do you think I'm in a tub today? I've been putting up with this.
All right, take it easy. God damn it, he's been talking like some old lady that's got the vapors.
Well, it's been a very tough day. Are you telling me that Go With It, a song that I sweated over and slaved over, a song that I knew I had to write because Emerelda had bombed?
Well, this is the first I'm hearing about that.
Well, now you know.
You're telling me that Emerelda was bombing at all those clubs.
She bombed like, oh, you wouldn't believe. They refused to pay us on our last three gigs. That's how bad it was.
So I knew I had to do something.
Well, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that either, Dean. I'm sorry. Sorry that I yelled at you.
Well, and all I want to do...
Now, he's going to start bawling like a baby. I'm going to get out of here. I'll try one more time. But if I don't like it, if there's something about it that bothers me, if there's something about it that gives me the creeps, the heebie-jeebies, anything that feels like it goes against my personal code of conduct, as I was saying to you, then I'm done. I'm out. You understand what I'm saying?
Look, Wes, wait.
Do you understand what I'm saying, okay? Because already this thing creeps me out and bugs me beyond words.
All right.
I'll give it one more chance. One, two, one, two, three. I don't like it. It sucks. Let's do the other one. I hate it. It sucks. Yeah, this one. Hey, what are you guys doing? Wait a second. No, I like this one way better, okay? The other one blows a chicken. Yeah, there's a midget. Hey, lick that midget. Hey, lick that midget today. Woo! Oh, you blew it. That's not even... You got the wrong... You promised me... Oh, yeah, okay. What are you, Elizabeth Taylor and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? Get out of the tub, man! Out of the tub!
Hey, everybody.
Well, there's a midget. I like that midget. I don't know.
Thanks a lot, boys. Thank you.
Out of the tub!
Okay, that is Wes Hurlford.
To me, that was so weird that I think the two of them cooked that one up 2 minutes before we went on the air.
That's exactly when I thought of...
I knew it.
Yeah, Sammy, you thought about it.
No, I didn't. I thought about it about 5 minutes before we did the bit. Okay, folks, that's all the time we have for the show.
Now, wait a minute here. Are you telling me that you thought of that idea to have There's a Midget on the thing?
No, I did not. I thought about... Don't tell me what I thought about... Dean thought about it.
You mean Wes?
Yeah, Wes thought about it. Wes is the guy that thought that he could take that song and he could turn that into There's a Midget. Because let's face it, you know, there's only so much you could do with a real turd like that. And I think they both went as far as one could humanly go with that thing. All right, folks, I do appreciate you being with us. And if whatever reason... You enjoyed your time with us. Be sure to get a backstage pass to our website, philandryshow.com. That's philandryshow.com. Tens of thousands of great hours of classic, rare, and brilliant radio.
If I do say so myself.
Also, don't forget that every day now we do a classic podcast at our website, philandryshow.com.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Hey, today, by the way, I'm interviewing our good friend Phil Lamar, one of the greatest voiceover guys in the business, one of the greatest animation voices in the business, great actor as well, funny guy. Phil Lamar, Jenny Johnson will be in studio with us as well, and that'll be dropping next week. Today, dropping today, Mo Collins and Alex Rubens. On the science of the funny.